What kinds of things do people like to buy? People have diverse preferences when it comes to shopping, but there are some common trends. In my view, many people like to buy the latest gadgets and electronics. They are seen as symbols of modernity and convenience. Fashion items, especially clothing and accessories, are also popular because they allow individuals to express their style and keep up with trends. Additionally, people often enjoy purchasing items for their homes, such as furniture and decor, to create a comfortable and aesthetically pleasing living space. Of course, food and groceries are essentials, and some take pleasure in buying gourmet or speciality items to indulge in culinary experiences. Why do some people enjoy buying new things? Many people find joy in buying new things because it brings a sense of novelty and excitement to their lives. It's a way to reward themselves for their hard work and a means of satisfying desires. Additionally, shopping can be a social activity, a chance to spend time with friends or family while browsing stores. There's also the thrill of discovery. Finding that perfect item or a great deal can be quite fulfilling. In today's consumer-driven world, it's become a cultural norm to seek pleasure and fulfillment through shopping, even if it's just a momentary satisfaction. Why do people dislike online ads? Online ads often annoy people because they invade our digital spaces without permission. They interrupt what we're doing, and some are obnoxious or irrelevant. It's like having uninvited guests at your home. Plus, they can be creepy. It feels like the internet is spying on you. Many of us prefer a clean online environment where we can focus on what we're interested in. It's like going to a street market and being bombarded by aggressive vendors. We appreciate good products and services, but we don't want them pushed on us relentlessly. That's why online ads get a bad rap. Should people only buy what they really need? Of course, people should buy what they really need. But in today's world, it's easy to be tempted by endless choices and advertisements. Sometimes, we buy things just because they're trendy or because they make us feel good for a moment. It's like eating too many snacks. It might feel good at the time, but it's not healthy in the long run. So, while we should focus on what we truly need, it's okay to treat ourselves occasionally. After all, life should have a bit of indulgence, like enjoying a sweet dessert after a hearty meal. Should online advertising aimed at children be banned? Absolutely. Online advertising aimed at children should be banned. Kids are easily influenced, and these ads often push unhealthy food, toys, and products that parents might not approve of. It's like having a candy store right next to a school. It's too tempting, and it's not in the best interests of children's well-being. Parents should have control over what their kids see and purchase, rather than being bombarded with persuasive ads. Let children be children and protect them from the constant commercial pressure. It's a responsible move that puts their health and development first. How much exaggeration is necessary for an advertisement to be successful? Exaggeration in advertising has become a norm, but it's often excessive. It's like a chef adding too much spice. A little can enhance the flavor, but too much ruins the dish. Ads should be honest and transparent, not sugar-coated to the point of being deceptive. Consumers are tired of over-the-top claims and flashy gimmicks. A little restraint would go a long way in making advertising more trustworthy. People want real solutions to real problems, not exaggerated promises. So, in my opinion, less exaggeration and more authenticity would make for more successful and ethical advertising.